morning. Welcome to worship this All Saints Sunday. We're so glad that you're here with us. As part of our worship today, we will have opportunity to remember those who have died in Christ and who we honor this day and remember. If you have folks in your family who have died in the last year particularly, we will read those names aloud, and if you will fill out one of these yellow cards and put it in the basket, that's when we'll know to do that. You'll have opportunity to do that in the hymn immediately following the sermon today is when we'll do that, if you haven't already, and then we'll remember those names aloud as we pray after that. We also have up here again this year opportunity to light a candle. The reading of the names is sort of specifically for folks who have died in the last year. The candle doesn't need to be specific to that. So we invite you to also light a candle in remembrance of a loved one who has died. Any questions about that? That was a lot of instructions. I'll be here, so if you come up here and look confused, just look at me and I'll help you out with that too. After worship today is a scholarship lunch and auction. We're having, I believe, spaghetti, so I hope you all plan to stay and eat some spaghetti with us and check out the close to a couple dozen auction items maybe. There's some good stuff out there, and you can get a jump on your Christmas shopping. But that auction is going to close sometime during or after lunch today, I'm assuming. Is that true? There's some good stuff out there. There is a will package offered. So if you haven't updated your will in a while, or if you haven't ever made one, you need to do that, whether or not you go bid on that or not. You just need to do that. So you might as well bid on this one, valued, I think, at like $500 or something like that. So right now the bid stands much, much lower than that, and you could stand to do something responsible for your family and also support our scholarship committee, which is what we're really after with all the stuff that we're doing today. There is also a dessert auction, I believe, happening that will be live after worship during lunch. Did I about cover it all, Joe? And if you're not able to stay for those auctions, we will certainly accept any donations you'd like to leave with us. There's a basket out there for that, too. I believe I'll hit those high points and then say, please do read your bulletin because there's an awful lot in there. Oh, I will note in 2 weeks, on the 18th, we're going to have another middle and high school youth event, and it'll be in the evening, and it's probably going to be in Welcome. So just be on the lookout for more details. I'll get those to you. But we're doing that with the Davidson County Lutheran Youth. Other announcements we should share for the good of the community this morning? We'll do some prayer shawls this morning.
So we have one prayer shawl for Mason. He's going to have his tonsils out this week, so he needs our prayers. And then I also have a thank you note. The family of Marshall Brown acknowledges with grateful appreciation your kind expressions of sympathy. Thanks for everything our church family has done for me and Marshall the last 2 years. All the cards and visits really meant a lot to me. Thanks to Pastor Matt for all his visits and especially his prayers. Marshall's funeral was great. Blessings and so fitting for him. Thanks for the prayer shawl and gala for making it. Please continue to keep me and his family in your thoughts and prayers. Love, Gaynell.
We wish happy birthday this week to Libby, Janice, Gaynell, Mark, and Quan. And we don't have any anniversaries printed. Is there anything we ought to add to that? Let's pray for those folks. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. we stand, and our worship this morning begins on the back cover of your bulletin with a litany for all saints. We give you thanks, O God, for all the saints. We thank you. We thank you for the saints who spoke your word to us.
We thank you for those who told the stories of faith.
We thank you for the saints who told us the good news of Jesus Christ.
We thank you for those who told of Jesus' healing and feeding, calling and sending, dying and rising and living again.
We thank you for the saints who live their faith every day. We thank you for all the saints.
We thank you for all the saints who sacrificed for the freedoms we enjoy, who fought and bled, were wounded and have died on desert roads, beaches, jungles, and battlefields.
We thank you for all the saints. We look forward to that great rising up morning when we will all live as saints in the New Jerusalem where the light never fades.
Until that glorious day, we will rejoice knowing we are surrounded by all the saints who have gone before us.
Our opening hymn continues this prayer for all the saints.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Invite the children to join us up here for the children's message.
Good morning. Today we're going to play a start with a word that maybe you guys celebrated this week. Raise your hand if you can tell me this word. Gavin?
Halloween.
On Halloween, we dress up and we have a good time getting candy.
What did you guys dress up as? What
were
Anna.
Anna, okay. A what? Oh, yes.
Mr. Mason. Gavin?
A deer hunter.
A deer hunter.
A honeybee.
A honeybee.
Wonder Woman.
A Wonder Woman.
A Ghostbuster.
A Ghostbuster.
You, baby.
A dinosaur.
Ooh. Okay. So, did you all have fun on Halloween?
Yeah.
Well, did you know Halloween has something to do with today at church? I'm going to show you how on our word game. So take the word hallow from Halloween, okay? And we're going to change it to All Hallows Eve. Do you know what All Hallows Eve is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the same thing as Halloween. Just through the years, All Hallows Eve got shortened. You know, when I know. And so now we call it Halloween, but All Hallows Eve is just like when we celebrate Christmas Eve. We have Christmas Eve before Christmas Day, right? So we have All Hallows Eve before All Saints Day. that make sense?
Yeah.
And so today on All Saints Day, we're going to remember and honor all the saints that have passed on before us. And we're going to light a candle and remember how special they were and how they're so excited because now they're with God and Jesus in heaven. Now, we could have called today All Hallows Day. But we didn't. We called it All Saints Day because hallows and saint means the same thing. Yeah. It means holy. So all of these people are holy. They're all faithful. They were worshipers who loved God just like you guys do. So you're saints on earth. Did you know that? All right, last trick. You ready for my last trick? We say, even though we don't think of hallow a lot, we say it every single week. Does anybody know where we say the word hallow every single week? We do. Do you know what part of church? Does anybody know the Lord's Prayer? Let's say the first part together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're saying that God is holy. We know that he's holy. And so I hope this helped you, because to be honest, I was curious myself, and I was trying to find a good way to share it, that Halloween and All Saints Day go together. Isn't that pretty cool? And hallowed is something we use every single week, which is in the word Halloween. So I thought what we would do at the end is I thought we would make a circle around these candles that are going to be lit, and I thought we would all say the Lord's Prayer together. You think we can do that? Come on, Talkie. You're with me. Come on. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer together. Ready? Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, guys. If you're going to children's church, you can line up at the door. And I hope you have a good All Saints Day.
The first reading for this Sunday is from Isaiah, the 25th chapter. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Now let us read responsively the psalm, Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it.
For he has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place?
Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to one's faults and do not swear.
They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation.
Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
The second reading is from the 21st chapter of Revelations. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Here ends the reading.
We stand.
Hallelujah.
Holy Gospel according to John, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who had opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. In the early 1950s, three-year-old John Manns developed a rare form of double pneumonia that produced an extremely high fever and threatened his life. His parents stayed by his side in the hospital as he went through a series of painful treatments to try to lower his temperature. The doctors were not sure at all that John would survive, and if he did, with such a high fever, they were not sure if he would fully recover. And in response to this stress, this fear, this grief, as they sat by his side, his parents composed a song. His father wrote the music, and his mother wrote the words. And I want to play that song for you this morning. It's one of my favorite choral pieces. So as their son, who was three, laid there in extreme pain, maybe dying, maybe already gone, even if he lived, that's what they wrote. If you couldn't hear the words, "Rejoice in heaven, rejoice on earth, for Christ is coming soon. But even so, Lord Jesus, quickly come." Blows me away. I can only hope and pray that if I were ever faced with something like that, I could be that faithful. The music itself is enough to choke me up. You hear the grief in it, but it's like the fact that there's such deep darkness present in it. It draws your attention even more intensely to this beautiful light that shines through the music. Out of chaos, fear, and grief, John Mann's parents brought forth beauty and light. And that is what God does in Jesus. There's an awful, awful lot going on in our reading from the Gospel of John, but it really boils down to this. Lazarus has been dead 4 days. The only reasonable thing anybody could expect to find in that tomb was an awful stench of death. But out of that death, Jesus brings life, light from darkness, beauty where there was only grief and pain. Today is All Saints Sunday, a festival of the church that we usually associate with two things, remembrance and hope. We remember today those who have died. We call them saints not because they necessarily lived beautiful lives, though some of them have. We call them saints because, as Tina taught the children, to be a saint is to be holy. We become holy when we are joined to Jesus. So in baptism, you are a saint too. We remember those saints who have died, and we look to them as examples of what it means to live and also to die in the faith. And we trust and hope that this is not the end of their stories, that as absurd as it sounds, death is not the last word for all those who rest in Christ. And that's because we have a sure hope in Jesus, who will, as we heard from the words of Isaiah, destroy the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And this promise is the same one that we cling to, sisters and brothers, that whether we are alive or we are dead, what matters is that we are in Christ, and in Christ the story is not over. We know that God is at work and that the dead will rise again. More than just remembering the past, though, and hoping for the future, we believe that there is something else going on today, because we claim this promise, the promise that Jesus announces to Lazarus's sisters, that where Jesus is, there is life. Not just because Jesus can bring life with him, but because Jesus is life itself. This is tremendous news for us, because in water and word, at the font and in the table, we are joined to Jesus. And that means we have life now. I heard through the grapevine late this summer that the family of one of my favorite professors at the seminary in Columbia was struck with a tragedy. His adult son and his son's wife had been shot in their home. The son died. The wife came perilously close to death, and she was in intensive care for a month. I'm not sure that she has or will ever recover completely. And their son, who I believe is also three, was at home when all of this happened. So this favorite professor of mine lost his son, and in the same breath, all of a sudden he and his wife were caring for their three-year-old grandson full-time. I grieved for the senseless loss, for that little boy's world turned upside down, for the fact that selfishly, the seminary community might lose such a great teacher, because it would make complete sense in this scenario for him to step away from his work responsibilities. My heart still aches for this family. But actually, this professor did not give up his work responsibilities. He stayed this fall and taught like normal. And this week, as I pulled up one of my go-to sites for expert commentary and insights into the biblical text, I pulled the entry for this week, and I saw this professor's name on the commentary for this week, All Saints Sunday. And you know what he says after all this awful, awful stuff had happened in his world? He says that here and now, there is no grief or death or fear so deep and dark that the voice of Jesus cannot reach into it, call us out, and bring life. And to me, that sounds like the Lazarus story lived out. Light in darkness, beauty where there should only be the stench of death, resurrection and life, even from the torturous cross. So we gather here at this table today with not only the saints present around us in bodily form, but with all the saints who have gone before us in the faith, who now rest in Jesus. And we receive at this table Jesus, and through him we receive life, confident that whatever burden you bear, whatever darkness surrounds you, there is no death, no grief, no fear so deep and dark that the voice of Jesus cannot reach into it and bring life. We are a resurrection people, and where Jesus is, life is. Thanks be to God. Amen. We pray. O God, our help in ages past and our hope for years to come, we give you thanks for all your faithful who have followed the light of your word throughout the centuries. And we remember with thanksgiving those who in the last year have died and now rest in you, especially Diane Gallimore. Betty Queen. Tina McDonald, Butch Everhart. Marshall Brown. Donald Brown. Dorothy Smith. Bob Cecil. Barbara Conrad. David Hedrick. Linda Pless. Harold Wilson. As we remember these and all the departed, strengthen us to follow Christ through this world until we are carried into the harvest of eternal life, where suffering and death will be no more. Keep us in union, Lord, with all your saints, and bring us with them to the joyous feast of heaven, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Together with the saints through the ages, we profess our faith in Christ Jesus through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty. With the people of God gathered here in this place and throughout the world, we offer our prayers for the world, the church, and for all people in need. Lord God, sovereign of all creation, draw us into your presence and transform us to be a holy people. Bless us through your word and holy meal to show your uncommon love to others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Fill, O God, our public servants, and we who elect them to office, some of them this Tuesday, with your wisdom. Let your justice flow through our governments and institutions. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Unbind, God, all those who are burdened, whether it's by illness or grief. Especially we pray for Burnett, Jane, the family of Marshall, Bobby, Harold, the family of Betty, Lydia, John, Wilson, Ann, Jean, Lydia, Dwight, Myra, and all those we name now. Wipe away the tears of those who cannot see your life through the weight of their affliction. Be with, Lord, those who will die today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Strengthen, God, and bless this congregation's ministries of outreach, healing, and hospitality, particularly our ministries of backpacks, funeral meals, and teen parent showers. Use all our ministries, Lord, to shine your light and life in dark places. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bless you, God, for the lives of the saints who now rejoice in your salvation face to face. Join us with all whom you have made righteous and preserve us in eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Enfold, O God, all things in your compassion and bring us into your life through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the witness of your saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with all those we have loved and lost, with all the saints, with the choirs of angels and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated.
This is Christ's
table. All those who seek the true presence of Christ are welcome.
You take away the sin.
May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement, which is at the bottom of page 5 of your bulletin. As united people of God, hope you'll join us for lunch, or at least come by and bid on some things. Let's say a prayer for our lunch. Gracious God, for the gifts that you give us, for food, for each other, we give you thanks, especially for the food which we are about to receive today and for the hands that prepared it. Bless us through it to thy service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.